and what to share at the end, to sort of reflect on the things that he's saying. Because there's some joy in it, and there's a side that's like, okay, there is a judgment. The Bible makes it quite clear that there will be a day when we all stand before God, and we either know him or we don't. And I thought last night, Phil Knox gave a great illustration, so I'm going to steal it from him because it's always good to use people's good illustrations. And he talked about the thief on the cross arrives at the gates of heaven, and the angels say, right then, so who are you? What have you done? And then Phil was very good, and he gave a big, long, sort of theological thing. How do you explain forgiveness and all that? And he's like, I ain't got a clue, mate. Well, why are you here? I don't know. Some bloke told me I could get here. And he has to go and get someone else, and they go through it all. And he says, so what is the reason for you being here? He said, the man in middle cross invited me. And we don't have to do stuff for that forgiveness except accept it. Jesus has died for us, and we have to accept that. And some of us get the advantage of having a long life where we can work out that forgiveness, and we can help other people, and we can share with people. But it's not that good work that saves us. It's Jesus on the cross that does. So even the thief on the cross who is about to die is told, today you will be with me in paradise. Because he trusted all that Jesus had done. So where are we at? Where are we at today? As I was thinking about it, I might have said before, the whole idea of shields has been a big thing in my life for probably about 10 years now. It keeps coming up. And as I thought about what a shield is for, a shield, in my opinion, has got two uses. One is to protect us. So when we're being attacked, we can use it to protect us. But the second thing is to identify us. Imagine in the olden days where all these people are fighting each other and you can't quite work out who's who because it's all a bit of a mess. The shield would have had an emblem on it. And it said, I belong to this army. So they were able to work out who was enemies and who was their foes. So our shield identifies us as God's people, as well as protecting us. So Psalm 28 and verses 8 and 9, David says this, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy with my song. I praise him. And then he ends the psalm. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. God is our protection. Remember back when a young David comes to bring some food to his brothers, and then they're all cowering because of Goliath. And David's like, why are you all hiding? What's going on? Well, look at him. He's 9 foot tall. He's huge. We're all really scared. All these big, strong army men. And David's like, let me get at him. And they're like, who do you think you are? And he says, I know that God will help me to defeat him because he's our enemy. And listen to the things he's saying about our God. How dare he? I'm going to step up. And Saul goes, okay, you'll need an armor. Let me dress you. So Saul gets his armor out and he puts it on David and it gets heavier and heavier. And he's clunking, just like, this is not right. This is not my armor. And so he takes it off. And with his little sling, he defeats Goliath in the name of the Lord. God gives us an armor that is our armor. Don't try and put anyone else's on. So don't use the armor of the protection of finance. I'm all right. I've got a good job. I'll be fine. Don't put on the armor of health. My health's fine. I just can get on with things. Don't put on the armor of relationships. Don't idolize these things, because they will not give us the protection. They can go in an instant, but God's promises remain forever. David said to them, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the Philistines." Think back on your life. Where has God been your shield and your protection? Where has he been the one that's helped you when the battle has come right to your door? And we can trust him that he will do that again. He will not abandon us. So he is our shield. He is our sword and our strength and our fortress. He is what we need as we battle through this world. If we know the Lord, really know him. I often use the picture, the one that really impacts on me, and it might do nothing for you at all, but it's something that really impacts on me, of I come into God's presence and I climb up onto his lap and I lean my ear against his chest and I listen. I can hear his breathing as he breathes past me. I can feel his heart and his warmth. And for me, that is a really special place to be. And I can only do that because of Jesus, not because of anything in me. And there are times I foolishly hide from God because I'm too ashamed and I'm too hurt or angry or frustrated or whatever. And I remove myself and I go, I don't want to come there. I don't want to be that close. Have you ever had a child in meltdown? When they just don't know what to do. And sometimes, it doesn't always work, you need to know your children, but sometimes just holding them is enough. While they kick and they scream and they shout, and gradually they subside. And sometimes for me, God has to do that. He says, I know you don't want me to hug you. I know you don't want me to be that close, but I'm coming close. And I'm going to hold you until things settle. Knowing God, for me, has been the thing that has enabled me to go to places that I would never have gone to face up to things that I didn't want to face up to battle through things that I thought I was stuck with forever. So he wants to take us on this journey, and he wants to be our shield, our protection. And he wants us to know him. And again, another thing that Phil said last night was about God's name. And I've used this here before. Yahweh. It is our breath. And he said, the first thing we do as we enter the world is we breathe. And we state God's name. The last thing we do as we leave this bodily part of our journey is we breathe. So we start our life by announcing who God is, and we end our life by announcing who he is. God is closer than our breath. I don't know what you've got coming up in the next week, 2 weeks, whatever. But be assured, your God is with you. He will walk with you, and he will deliver you and protect you and take you through whatever comes. As I said last week, Psalm 23 is our memory verse at school. And this week we talked about, even though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, you're there with me. Even though I walk through. Remember Jesus' words to the disciples? We're going to the other side. The storm came and they panicked. But remember, we're going to the other side. There is a place for us in God's kingdom. And yes, he wants us to start it here, but he wants us to know that whatever happens, we will be welcome there. Because all we have to say is, the man in the middle cross invited me. He said I could. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you that you are our shield. You are all that we need.